No, it wasn't on purpose. I didn't plan on taking him tonight. He made me. Yeah, I know. You don't have to yell at me. Look, I have everything covered, okay? You don't have to worry about anything. All this means is that we move the plan up a little bit, yeah? I'm not letting him go now that I've got him. I've been planning this for fucking months. Just because I decided to strike a few weeks early doesn't mean anything. The room is practically ready, isn't it? So then, just add a bit more chains and a hood or something. It should all be good, right? Look, I think he's waking up. I gotta go. Yeah, I'll send some pictures. He does look awfully cute all tied up like this. I'll let him know you said that. All right. But the finishing touches on the room. I'm going to prepare him for transport. I'll talk to you later. Yeah. You too. Bye. How much of that conversation did you understand? Suppose it's not important. You're not going to be going anywhere tied up like this. Do you recognize me? You were at my show tonight. Do you remember the flyers for the circus coming to town? And do you remember agreeing to go with one of your friends? And then you went tonight, and you saw me, and I saw you, and then we made eye contact, and I knew you had seen me right then and there, right before you. You had seen through the makeup and the outfit, all the glitz and glamour. You recognized me for who I am. You saw me last year when we came to town, and the year before that, too. And every single time, without fail, you always make eye contact with me. You always do a little smirk, too. I'm a little shy, so I never found the courage to talk to you after a show. I thought this would just be easier instead. I even asked some of my friends in this town to keep an eye on you, to give me updates, things like that. I had to keep on top of you, my love. What if you went on a date with some girl, and then that date turned into a full-blown relationship where you ended up proposing to her and having a family and growing older? No, I can't let that happen. Not when I'm right here. We don't have to think like that. We're meant to be, don't you see? Okay, so you're not going to be helpful. Come on, give a girl a bone. All I'm saying is that I'm in love with you, and I have been for the past few years. Even though we haven't said a word to each other, I don't think it's crazy to know that you feel the same way too. I mean, sure, we've never spoken, but that doesn't mean we're not connected. Even though you don't know my name, I know you feel the same way about me. Why else would you come to the circus whenever we're in town? Why else would you always catch my gaze and make that cute little smirk that you always do? You like me. You just didn't realize it. But that's okay, my love. It's all okay because I'm here now. I'm going to make it all better. I'm going to show you that I love you, that I care about you. Don't you worry. I'm going to be so gentle. I tend to be sweet to the people I care about, love. After all, I just want to take care of you, give you the love and respect that you deserve. It's clear your friends don't respect you, or else they wouldn't have left you here with me, right? They aren't even blowing up your phone. Not curious to where you are. You don't have anyone but me, love. And that's okay. You don't need anyone else. I'll take care of you. I'll love you. I'll make you feel appreciated and wanted. That's all I've ever wanted to do, love. Make you see the world the way I see it. To make you realize that this thing that I'm feeling, it's not in my head. It's real. We are real. We're tied together by this red string of fate that despite year after year you try to stay away from me, we just keep being brought back together. Isn't that strange? It's like the universe wants us together. I want us together. It seems like the signs are all telling you that you were made for me, that you're my soulmate. We're going to live happily ever after. You're not going to go on dates with other people or kiss another woman or find a ring to propose to someone else with. No, you have me. You're all that I will ever need, love. You can quit your job and travel with the circus instead. Spend your days sleeping in and your nights with me. Doesn't that sound so fun? You're not seeing it the way I see it. You're not understanding what I'm saying, and that's okay. That's okay. You're still a little confused. You're a little out of it. I know how it goes. It's not every day that you're knocked out by a clown, only to wake up tied to a chair with her in front of you. But it's also not every day that you meet your soulmate. And then that soulmate decides that he doesn't understand what you're saying and wants to play stupid. He thinks that we aren't meant to be because we haven't been on proper dates. But don't you feel what I feel? Right here. Right in your heart. It beats only for you, my love. There's no one else I want. I can't even imagine myself with anyone else besides you. You are the only one that I want. Do you understand? And I'm not going to settle for any less. No. You're perfect. You're the one that I want. You are my first thought when I wake up, and I fall asleep to the thought of us together every night. I plan dates in my head that I'm going to take you out on. I even prepared a room for you so that you won't feel out of place in your new home. It has a bed. And restraint if you decide that you aren't going to behave yourself and want to escape. There's a bathroom that's connected and even a mini fridge with some treats. I tried to think of the things that you would like, my love. I want to show you that I love you, that I care about you, that I'm not ever going to let you go or let someone take you from me. That's not going to happen. Not when I finally have you. It's not like I can just let you go back to your normal life after this. I already fucked that up. If I were to let you go, well, then you would run to the police and try to get me arrested, and I just can't let that happen. Not when I'm so close to everything I've always wanted. So you're going to be coming with me. You don't need this life. I have a better one for you already prepared. This life never treated you right, did it? I'm offering you a chance at something new, something different, something fun. Come on! You look just about as helpless as you feel right now. Don't you want to know what it feels like to be loved, to be cherished? You're the only one that I want, my love. Even now, as I sit in your lap and look into your eyes, I know you're the only one that I will ever need. You're the love of my life. It's just unfortunate that you don't know it yet. You haven't had the time to develop the same feelings I've had. But it's okay. It's all going to be okay. I've loved you for 3 years, and you've only known me for a few minutes. So, of course, it's going to take you a little bit more time. It's okay. It's all right. I know for a fact it's going to be okay because we're meant to be together. The first time I saw you, I just knew. Something inside me told me that you were the only one for me. And if you don't see it yourself, that's okay. I'll help you, love. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I'm here to do, right? To help you? Yeah, that's right. I'm here to help you, my love. And I'm going to show you what it feels like to be loved, truly loved, not just liked or tolerated. I don't think you've ever known what true love feels like, because if you did, you wouldn't be giving me these disgusted faces. You want me. You need me in your life. You just don't know it yet. But don't worry. Don't you worry. I'll fix that. I'll show you how much you need me, my love. I'll make sure that you can't survive without me, that you become totally and completely dependent on me. You don't need anyone else. You don't need your friends or family or coworkers or whoever else is in your life that doesn't appreciate you. You only need me, don't you? See, I love you. I care about you. I want you more than I've wanted anyone or anything in this entire fucking world. Why are you so afraid to accept it? To take my love and return it back to me? I've done nothing but be nice to you so far. I even tied you up so neatly, making sure that you still have blood flow to your wrists. I didn't have to go as far as to prepare a room for you. I didn't have to try to make you comfortable despite your vulnerable position. And yet I did. If I wanted to, I could have just asked a few of my friends to bring you back to my caravan, chain you to the dresser, and I could explain it all there, with you scared and uncomfortable. But I didn't do that because I love you. I wanted to show you that I care about you, that I think about you, that I want you, because I want you to like me. I want you to be comfortable, and I want you to want to spend time with me. I want you to love me. I guess it doesn't matter to you, love. You're so underappreciated in your day-to-day life. You don't know what it feels like to be cared for. You can't even accept my love because you don't know what it feels like. You don't know any better. It's all right. It's okay, my love. I'll teach you. I'll fix you. I'll make it all better. All you have to do is let me take care of you. Appreciate you, love you. That doesn't sound too bad, does it? I just want what is mine. This dress of mine is getting in the way. Oh, would you look at that? You're starting to get hard for me, aren't you? I can feel it in my hands. I love it. Love feeling you thicken in my hands. Oh, fuck. I love everything about you. From how you feel to how you look. I wonder if you're going to impress me with how you take it, too. Oh, so fucking wet for you, baby boy. I've been soaked since I started decorating your skin with the ropes. Wore no panties for tonight's show in hopes that you would come and visit, and I was right. I was so right, because here you are. You have no idea how happy you make me, love. Not a fucking clue. And you do it just by being yourself. Oh, fuck. Feel even better than I thought, baby boy. And I've thought about this moment a lot. Touching myself at night to the thought of you. Imagining how your mouth would feel against my clits, how your hands would feel playing with my tits, how your cock would feel inside me. Now I don't have to wonder. I've got the real thing right in front of me. So much better than my imagination. You're everything I dreamed of and more, baby boy. Yes, you are. Making me feel so good simply by sitting there, taking what you're given. Oh, you can move your hips a bit, but not a lot, huh? Practically stuck in place, forced to take what I give you. You hate how good I feel working your cock, don't you? Sitting down and taking you completely inside me, continuing to bounce as I play with my own clits. Oh, you wish my pussy didn't feel as good as it does, huh? Oh, yes. Oh, it's okay, love. That's just further proof that we're meant to be together. No cock has ever felt as good as yours. You fit me like a glove, baby boy. Can't get enough of it. Rocking my hips back and forth. Oh, fuck. Right like that, love. That's good. It's so much better when you give in, isn't it? So much nicer when you were a good boy for me and accept the pleasure. You stop trying to fight it. It's not like I'm hurting you, am I? No, I'm making you feel good. My pussy engulfs your cock in tight heat with every bounce, causing you to let out moan after moan. It's okay. You're allowed to feel good, baby boy. I want you to. That way you can cummies for me. Need to know how it feels to have you cream pie me, my love. I've spent too many nights fantasizing about it to not make it a reality. I've spent years wanting to be in this exact position, and now that I am, oh, I'm not giving it up so easily. No. Oh, fuck. I feel so fucking good. Love how you fill me up, baby boy. Such a perfect cock. Love you so much, my good boy. And you'll love me too. I know you will. Just have to keep fucking you. Keep reminding you that you need me. That I love you. That I care about you. That I want what's best. That's the only way you'll learn, right? Oh, fuck. Oh, I love you, baby boy. And you're going to love me. I'm going to make you love me. I don't care if I have to baby trap you to get you to stay. You're not fucking leaving me. Not easily, at least. I finally have you all to myself, baby boy. This isn't some sort of dream. You're real. This is happening. You're finally mine. Make me tongue-tied. You don't belong to anyone else. No one is going to take you from me. You're stuck with me for the rest of your life. I'm not going anywhere, my love. You can't make me. Oh, I love you too fucking much to let you go. Going to make sure that you come inside me. Gonna make sure that you understand that this is what real love feels like. You just can't accept it because you've never felt it before. You don't know how to deal with it. You don't know how to act when someone is nice to you, when someone wants you as badly as I want you. Oh, yes. Can you even comprehend how good you're making me feel? Bouncing up and down on your perfect cock. Never felt anything as good as this. Want you to come inside me like a good boy. Do you think you'll be able to wait for permission, my love? Oh, yes. Oh, I think you will be able to. You're my good boy, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. Just look at you. You might not realize it yet, but you are. You're my good, sweet boy who fucks me so well. Do you think another man could make me feel this good? Do you think I would moan like this on some other guy's cock? No, of course I wouldn't. I only want your cock, my good boy. You like how that sounds, don't you? And you like making me feel good, right? Doesn't it feel good to surrender yourself to me? To submit yourself to the pleasure? Come on, you can admit it. You're feeling good. Can feel how you twitch underneath me with every rock of my hips. You're getting close regardless if you want to or not. My pussy feels that good, doesn't it? Oh, fuck. Can't think about anything else despite how hard you are. All your focus is on how good it feels to have your cock inside me, huh? Only thing on your mind, baby boy. Oh, and if you're good for me, if you're obedient, if you do what you're fucking told, you'll get to feel this every day, multiple times a day. But only if you stay being a good boy, if you do what you're told, if you love me, if you can take what you're given and accept your new reality, then there isn't going to be any problems. You're going to be very happy here. Yes, you are. Oh, can make you pussy drunk as often as you want, my love. Yes, I can. Moaning as your hips feebly can't against me, trying to help me, trying to push me closer. You're so cute when you're pathetic, baby boy. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, fuck. So good for me. Trying your best. I see it. I do. It makes me so happy to see. I'm so proud of you, my good boy. Yes, I am. You're doing so much better than I thought. Taking what you're given so well. Going to give me what I like, aren't you? Going to give me what I want, like the good boy you are. Going to come inside me and make my fantasy a reality. Oh, I've waited so fucking long for this, my love. You have too. You just didn't know it. Didn't realize you were waiting to come inside me. But it's okay. It's all right because you know now. Now you're with me. You're better now. Everything's gonna be okay. You're right where you belong. Nice and safe inside me. Oh, yes, I will always love you, baby boy. This is where you belong. Oh, yes. So adorable for me, my love. Can't form a thought, can't form any words, just letting noises slip past your lips as you watch me ride you. Oh, fuck, so close. Bouncing on your cock. You can't help but struggle against your restraints, wishing you could reach out and touch me. It's okay, baby boy. That's something you'll have to earn. Maybe once you're back at the house and safely in your new room, I'll let you touch me. You'll be able to actually feel my full tits in your hands or grab my huge ass. But that's something you have to earn, baby boy. You gotta show me that you deserve it. And this is how you do it. You make me come. You come inside me and you give me exactly what I want. You're going to be a good boy and come with me, right? Oh, fuck. Oh, I know you can do it. Here, I'll make it even easier for you. Isn't that generous of me? I'm helping you out, even now. Oh, feels so fucking good. All right, baby boy. You're gonna be a good boy and come with me. Yes, you are. 10, 9, 8. No, fuck. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, fuck, oh, 2, 1. No, yes. Oh, fuck. That's it, my love. Look at you, doing such a good job. I'm so proud of you, baby boy. Yes, I am. Oh, look at you, coming inside me just like I told you to. That's where your cummies belong, right, baby boy? Your cummies belong inside me, right? That's right, my love. See? You're getting it? You'll understand it in no time. I'm sure you're a quick learner. Yes, I am. You've always been a smart one and have shown me that you can make me proud. I'm so impressed with your work today. I'm not even sure if you're going to need training, baby boy. Taking everything I give you in stride, just like the good boy you are. That's how I know I'm not crazy. That's how I know what I'm doing is right. We're meant to be. Because if we weren't, you wouldn't be seeking comfort from me right now. You wouldn't be leaning into my touch. You wouldn't have come inside me. Your body knows it belongs to me, baby boy. We just have to get your head to match. Then everything will be peachy keen, my love. You'll see. It's better this way. It's better when you're mine.